really what they are is they're a way of trying to assess the health of your community. And they're doing it county by county. The rankings are within a state, so you can't compare between states. But the idea is at this point is to get a sense of, you know, how healthy is your community? And, you know, how do you look at just one factor? These look at multiple factors and try to put it into ultimately an overall rank. And the hopes are that we then utilize that information then to determine what is it in our community that we need to continue to maintain or improve, and what is it that's not working so well in the community, and how do we improve that or change it?
What were some of the factors that were involved in these numbers?
Well, there's actually, they break it down in a number of different ways. And the two main ones is, one is health outcomes. So that's a sense of, you know, how are we doing at this point, or what's happened in the past? And then health factors, which is how are we living at this point in time? And so the idea then is how are we living at this point in time will ultimately reach health outcomes. The health outcomes are broken down into two measurements. That's mortality and morbidity. So mortality is death. Mm-hmm. So they actually use a measurement called basically years of potential life lost. And then the morbidity is just a matter of what's our quality of life. And in that regard, they basically review those numbers, and we actually came out as number 10 in our health outcomes. So amongst, there's 83 counties in the state of Michigan, but Keweenaw is so small, they couldn't get statistical numbers off there. So we're number 10 out of 82, and for health factors, we were number 9.
So when we're talking about these kinds of things, kind of break it down into layman's terms, they're looking at what? They're looking about how our lifestyles are, or what are they looking at to determine that we are the 10th healthiest in these levels? What, it just sort of in a nutshell, what are some of the things?
Yeah, they're actually looking at 30, 40 different measures. And so when you break it down, the next group of this is what are called determinants of health. And so basically we're looking at more than just medical care. Oftentimes we think of medical care as,
sure,
you know, related to how healthy we are. Well, we also are looking at, well, what are our behaviors? So, you know, they're looking at
smoking,
alcohol
drinking,
use,
yep,
smoking, mm-hmm, our physical activity, our intake of fresh fruits and vegetables. We then look also at economic factors. So they're looking at graduation rates. People have gone to college. Unemployment rates, things along those lines, because there's no question that our socioeconomic status or environment around us impacts how well we do. They're also looking at some of the environmental factors, and they break that into both the physical and the built environment. So the built environment is what we create around us. And a couple of measures are how far are we to grocery stores, and they're using that as a surrogate for, do we have access to fresh fruits and vegetables? That might be a little unfair in a very large county like Marquette County, but the reality when you look at our intake of fresh fruits and vegetables, it's poor. They also are looking at the numbers of fitness facilities, and then they correlate that with how physically active we are. So those are a sense of some of the different measures that they're looking at.
Dr. Kevin Pickett with us here this morning as we talk about the numbers, Marquette County coming in number 10 statewide, but off microphone we were talking about almost a subjective survey in a way, because there are some things that just, at least right to the moment, aren't quite right. We're talking like health facilities and stuff like that. I mean, there's some, sure, numbers that can be jumbled around a little bit.
Well, again, take this in the context of, sort of a thermometer.
Right.
You know, we're trying to get a sense of the temperature of what's going on in the area. So they're not necessarily going to be perfect, and they'll vary to some degree. And so, again, that gets to why really the focus shouldn't be on the exact number, the exact rank, and certainly statistically that, you know, there aren't big differences between, say, number 10 and number 11.
Exactly.
But what they are meant to do is to be that gauge to determine, you know, what is the issue here? Is it an issue? And do we need to address it? And that's really what we're hoping to try and focus on today. One of the other messages is simply that, you know, where you live has an awful lot to do with your health. And simply said, geography is destiny. But it's not fate. And that means we can do something about it. And that's what we want to try and generate.
So what are some of the things that this points out that, first of all, briefly, that we're doing well, and then what we need to do a little bit better?
All right. So if we can look at some of our other measures. So in the determinants of health, as I kind of mentioned, one being health behaviors, we rank number 24. So we're, you know, in the second quartile. So not horrendous, but nevertheless, that means we've got
obviously room for improvement. Yeah.
Right. And so what are some of those issues? Well, I already mentioned a little bit in regards to our fruit and vegetable intake. You know, we don't take in adequate numbers of our 5 to 9 fruits and vegetables per day. Our smoking actually, unfortunately, is increasing. We were as low as 15% here in Marquette County back in around 2003. We're up to 22%, and we're equal to the state of Michigan at this point in time. So unfortunately, that means that who takes up smoking? It's our young folks and young adults. And so why are we smoking more? So those things certainly can be looked at. We talked a bit earlier about the physical activity. We aren't as physically active as what we'd like to see, and that's, you know, at least 30 minutes, 5 days out of the week. But one of the measures they used was looking at number of basically recreational facilities.
Right.
And because this data is a few years old, we know that there's quite a few new ones that have popped up around Marquette, although much are in Marquette City or Ishpeming-Negaunee area. So those are things that we can look at, and how do we, you know, how do we improve this, or how do we improve opportunities for people to exercise elsewhere? And so,
as always, keep us posted with other information from a health standpoint. We, a couple of healthy guys like us, you know, like to talk about it.
He knows better than to respond to that here, Doctor. Appreciate your time.
Thanks for your time this morning.
Thank you very much.